Welcome to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Nothing about the music Samantha Fish makes suggests she's ever been shy. It's bold, it's expressive, it shows off her considerable talent. But it took a bit of a push to get her on stage the first time when the then 17-year-old musician was handed a guitar in front of 200 people at a house party. Since then, she's never really stopped wanting to play live. She tours relentlessly, has won multiple awards, and just released her sixth studio album, Kill or Be Kind. She loves to experiment in the studio, and in a minute, I'll talk to Samantha Fish about that. But first, a live performance recorded for World Cafe from that new album, and I want you to listen if you can here, not only for her guitar work, some of which she does on a cigar box guitar, more on that later, but also for the way her voice changes between the verse and the chorus. Ready? This is Samantha Fish with Bulletproof, live on World Cafe.
Broken things, I kick and scream, I fall apart to move you. Shot down a Vogue, I got the joke, you need me bulletproof.
That was Samantha Fish with Bulletproof, performed live at World Cafe. That song's from her new album, Kill or Be Kind. Samantha Fish joins me, Raina Duras, on World Cafe to talk about that new album. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, that song's from your new album, and you almost have two different voices in the song, Bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
What do you use to get that sound and that texture for your vocal?
Live, we use a bullet mic,
okay.
Which is, I guess it's what harmonica players would use, but we kind of rig it up to, you know, be freestanding, and it looks kind of like an old school microphone on stage, but it's actually, I hate to say, all taped together. but it sounds really cool. You know, it's just, you got to have the right amount of distortion and gain, and it just gives like a different gritty texture. You know, if we have it right in the front, it sounds pretty cool.
So you use that live. What do you use on the recording? Is it the same thing?
You know, in the studio, you have, I mean, the options are endless, you know, with whatever computer you're using. But we did have some older microphones, just finding the best one that kind of peaked in the right sweet spot, you know, and then you can kind of play with it on the back end.
I like the idea that on one side of the recording studio, you can like do all of this really technical stuff. And then live, you have a mic that's literally taped together.
Oh, well, you got to figure it out. Like I was when you're recording, you have, you know, when you finish the record, it's just really difficult for me personally because I've done all this stuff in the studio. It's like, okay, now how am I going to accomplish this live? Because I know how I did it in there, and that's impossible to bring out here. So I don't know. It's kind of fun, though, to figure it out and to, you know, get your hands dirty, basically. When you're putting together a live show, it's a lot of that.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it is. It's like a big puzzle.
You travel with a lot of cool gear in addition to that old school radio mic. How many guitars do you bring with you when you're touring?
Oh, man. Let me count. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe? Maybe. I don't know. It varies. It varies. Like, I'll get kind of, you know, when I stop using something in a show for a while, I might retire it back to the house until I have, like, you know, the reason to pull it back out into the road circulation. But it's about 8 right now.
And there's one that I really want to talk about, the cigar box guitar. Can you describe first what a cigar box guitar looks like?
Well, it's a cigar box with some stuff glued to it.
So it's an actual cigar box.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, it's like a homemade guitar. And mine's, you know, it's not just, it's got a little more of a techie thing to it than so I've seen some of them that are just like broomsticks and, you know, straight up cigar boxes somehow, you know, nailed together. And this one, you know, I've had this one since I started playing them, and it just has a unique tone, really, honestly. I mean, they all sound so different.
Yeah, what do they sound like? What is it?
Well, for me, the one I have, I feel like I can get this really kind of monstrous tone out of it, and it's kind of funny because it's such a small guitar, and people, I've had people, like, when I walk on stage, they're like, that's cute, and then it just, like, it wails. It's just so loud and aggressive. It's just really, it's got a lower tone. It's definitely the kind of way I, you know, EQ it and put effects on it. I sort of make it a little more distorted. But it's just got this really aggressive, raw thing.
Samantha Fish is here with me on World Cafe. My name is Raina Duras. She's performing some of her songs live here at World Cafe for us. The next one you're going to play is called Love Letters.
Yes.
Could you tell us about Love Letters?
Yeah, Love Letters. I had never really written a song like this. I co-wrote this one with Jim McCormick. And I wanted to write something that's bluesy, but kind of had, you know, some pop hooks to it as well. I played with some guitar effects and textures in the studio to kind of, I don't know, I wanted to really give this album in particular, you know, I wanted to play with textures and create some different sounds that maybe didn't sound like a guitar, and I felt like I tried to find that on this song in particular. But it's, you know, the song, the hook is I'm drowning in love letters. It's just about drowning in your unrequited feelings. It's a bummer. Yeah.
Just before we go into the song, are there any sort of specific examples that we should listen for of where you mess with that guitar
sound? The verses.
Sound?
I mean, it's a little tougher live to do it. Mm-hmm. In the studio, it was like, I always do this to myself where I go and I record this thing and I've got all these cool layers and I'm like, okay, now how do I, as one person with, you know, 5 fingers on the fret here, you know, how am I going to recreate this live? But I do it with a delay pedal and a volume pedal and a slide and some trickery. I told my band that I had sampled my cats on the verses because it sounds like a cat, the two cats. I'm like, I had this little kitten and my older cat. I was like, I actually sampled them, so they thought for a long time that it was.
That's amazing. All right, listen during
some trickery.
Listen during the verses for some trickery from Samantha Fish. This is Love Letters, recorded live at World Cafe.
I'm a sweet little sexy babe. Why can't you sleep on the side of me? Why can't I breathe so easily? Don't you know what you do to me? Your pack of smokes and your pocket change. All I got when you go away. Hurts my heart, but I can't complain. I would have done this anyway. You. Keep waking up in this bed I made. Forget the pain when you wanna play. I'm back to broken when you go away. You.
You just heard Love Letters performed live at World Cafe. That was Samantha Fish. That song is from her new album, Kill or Be Kind. My name is Raina Duras, and Samantha Fish is here with me talking about her career as a blues guitarist and this new record. You play live a ton. You started out when you were really, really young. What are your earliest memories of playing guitar?
Just sitting with the radio by myself and trying to pick out different licks and parts of songs and... You know, my dad teaching me, you know, the basic chords. His friends playing, like, West Coast swing and country music. And, you know, it was a lot of acoustic guitars back then. And then when I started picking up electric, I remember watching, you know, different videos and DVDs of, like, I had, like, AC/DC Live at Donington. I was always trying to watch Angus Young. I had Tom Petty, the last DJ, and I was trying to watch Mike Campbell play and Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, started kind of delving more into blues and watching guys like Freddie King and, Albert King, and just trying to pick up, you know, how the expressiveness, you know, and how there's such a unique voice there. I mean, I don't know. I've got a lot of memories of like just sitting there trying to figure it out and find my own way through it, put my own personality into it.
And so after you spend this time teaching yourself, watching these videos, listening to the radio, putting it all together, what was the first place you really played in front of an audience?
Well, that happened. I was 17 and I never, ever wanted to perform in front of people because I was so painfully shy. And I was at a house party and they had like 200 people in this yard and there was a band playing and I just went to go check out this guy's guitar. He went on to like later be really encouraging to me, a guy named Greg Camp from Kansas City. And he had this really unique Gibson. It looked like an acoustic from the front, but it was actually like an electric, really flat. I just thought it was cool. I went up and looked at it. He was like, here you go, play something. And he just sort of put it on me and was like, go for it. And I didn't really have time to freak out. You know, I just did it. And I remember it being the most exhilarating feeling, and it was so terrifying. And that's when I fell in love with like performing live. I was like, I got to do this. I got to do it again, you know?
Do you remember what you played?
No, I'm telling you, I don't, I just remember the fear. Let me think, what did I play? Gosh, I don't even know. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
I'm talking to Samantha Fish. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Okay, so when you Google famous blues guitarists, you can scroll and you can scroll and you can scroll. And I noticed this today that it's 99% men when you Google that term. then you see Bonnie Raitt.
Yes.
And then you see Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of names that maybe the average music fan isn't really familiar with. Is that gender imbalance in blues music something that you think about?
All the time. I mean, I think about it not just in blues music, but in music in general, and then furthermore into the general work world that we live in. You know, I mean, I think there's gender imbalance is probably in every field. And I think a big problem is just representation. Like when you Google blues guitars, what you found very few females that are at the top of that list. It's like just like two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a problem for me as a young guitar player when I wanted to learn how to play lead. I had this thing in the back of my head for a long time that was like, that's not what girls do. And though maybe I didn't say it out loud, maybe I didn't verbalize it and say it to anybody else, it was just something that was there. It's a wall that you put in your psyche that keeps you from trying things because you don't see it happening, so thus it's not going to happen. And I think that young girls face that all the time and don't even realize it because there's no representation. So, you know, it is a fight to get attention. I feel like the industry is a little biased and maybe it shuts doors on women in places where, you know, it'd be better to have more of an equal footing. But, you know, what's cool is seeing the sales figures at Guitar Center and that 50% of the new guitars coming in and purchasing guitars are girls. It's like 50-50, which has never happened before. So I think, you know, the age of the internet, you know, everything is so readily available. If a girl wants to find a girl guitar player, she just types it in. There it is. There's thousands of them. Turns out there's actually thousands of them.
There are.
They're just not, for whatever reason, getting that kind of representation or, you know, attention in mainstream. But I think that's starting to change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I do think about that a lot. And for a long time, I didn't want to think about it either. I'd show up wearing Chuck Taylors and T-shirts to my first gig. I didn't even want to like be a noticed for being a girl because you get all kinds of weird like backlash in a way. Like I hated getting words like novelty, gimmick, shtick, because those are words that are thrown at you as a female mm-hmm. just for picking up an instrument. You've already got these labels that you got to get around. You have to be better than. You know, you have to work harder to get around that.
So what changed for you when you decided, you know, that first gig, if saying you show up in Chucks and you show up in a T-shirt or whatever, what changed? Because you don't dress like that now on stage.
I think I just started embracing the fact that, you know what, I'm a woman and there are people out there that want to be who they are. I just wanted to be who I was and do what I wanted to do and just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stop caring about it. Be who you are. Be happy. And you'll find your congregation of people that will be happy for you and be happy with you.
I'm talking to Samantha Fish. She has a new album out called Kill or Be Kind. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. We're going to hear another song from you now. The title track from your new album, Kill or Be Kind. Why did that title end up summing up the album for you?
Well, the song itself is a love song. It's about, you know, how when you first fall in love with somebody, it's like, you know, how you love everything about them. And then when things go wrong, if they go wrong, sometimes those things that you loved about a person become the things that you hate about them. Just that duality in a relationship, how our emotions, how love and hate are so close. They're just divided by a thin line because they're such strong emotions. Kill or Be Kind, that's what that song's about. But it also felt like pretty relevant for the society and the world we live in today. It felt like it could apply on a much bigger level, just to a broader thing. And I don't know, it felt right to name the record that.
We're going to take a listen to Samantha Fish, her live performance of Kill or Be Kind, the title track of her new album, recorded live at World Cafe. That was Kill or Be Kind, the title track of the new album from Samantha Fish. She's been here with me talking about that new record. My name is Raina Duras. Samantha Fish, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you for talking to you too.
That was my conversation with Samantha Fish. Thanks for listening to World Cafe.